This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yep, I am an American Family Farmer. Thankful, happy. It's made me a better person. Growing up on the farm, being around the animals, working hard. It's pretty much defined my life, in fact. And I'm betting for many of you who listen, who are farmers, grew up on the farm, work in farm businesses still, or maybe even the appreciation of the locavores who go to our farms, use our food. It's cool. It just is a great way. For me, anyway, it's a great way of living life to the fullest. So Thanksgiving is approaching. There are a lot of people trying to figure out what the weather is doing to our existence at this time of year. On the American Family Farm, the people who are raising and working hard to get the turkeys ready are being affected like we all are by the weather. I was looking at the demand for turkeys, how the weather has affected the poultry growers, big and small, how it has affected people who are growing beef, the drought, the situation that exists now. There's a lot of concern about drought this winter, Frank. I was looking at some of the weather forecasts, winter storms, certainly, and drought. But not only does it affect how we exist here in our country, we're all farmers are very susceptible to the weather. I can tell you, as somebody who raises Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, but also raising is the right word for it. I grow a lot of hay and sell a lot of hay. And this year has been a disaster. And so that's going to affect how our beef market, how the dairy market functions, what the costs are. Because a lot of people, especially on some of these bigger farms, don't grow all of the feed that they need for their animals. They have to buy it. And if, look at the price of hay here in the Northeast is going crazy. Early on in the season, it was selling very cheaply, and a lot of us thought that was pretty stupid on the part of the people who were selling it that cheaply. Some of them just needed the money, though, but as you look around now, you see less and less hay available. Some people haven't even been able to get on the land to do second crop. I haven't even finished my first, and it's, where are we, the first part of November. There's a lot of hay fields that I have never even gotten onto. So as that happens, it affects the price. There are a lot of key beef and dairy exporting realities I'm looking at here. What are we doing? How much are we exporting? Believe it or not, the weather in other parts of the world has been worse than it is here. There have been a lot of droughts in Australia, for example. They usually grow a lot of beef, and they aren't. Cattle farmers having a tough time down there. And in South America, there is a problem. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. I'd be interested to see. I'm going to go visit some farms in Brazil and see in Peru and see what it's like for the animals to be raised there. Alberta has a real problem with the barley prices there because of the weather. That'll affect not only Canadian beef but American beef, because we use a lot of our livestock grows on that stuff. But the world, U.S. livestock producers are supplying more amounts of meat. We have this big to-do with China now We had a lot of beef going there, but now we have beef going to a lot of other places. It's becoming more of a staple in Asia. It used to be that fish was a staple, but with the introduction after the Vietnam War and more of our culture being introduced into the lives of the people in that region, more and more people are eating beef. We have fast food restaurants. It's really pretty amazing how many fast food restaurants are cropping up all over the place over there. Most of them are either American or British-based. You know, Burger King is a British company. I think Kentucky Fried Chicken ownership may be, too. Anyway, the point is that the people who are growing beef, the cattlemen who are growing beef, are optimistic about how things will go this winter, as long as we don't have weather problems here. I wonder how many of you are thinking about the elections and the results of the elections. How does it benefit ag states? Well, you know, I'm frustrated because I see some of these personalities, like Steve King comes from Iowa. I can't believe he reflects the views. And I'm not speaking as some snotty, snobby Easterner. I'm just talking as a human being. And the things that he represented, I thought, were not what American family farmers ought to be embracing. And aren't, for the most part. I don't see how guys like that get elected. I really don't. I think when I look around at the people who have been elected, I use the word clueless to describe many of these newcomers to Congress. And it's basically reflective. It's a pretty good reflection of what's going on in America, because most people are clueless about food, where it comes from. If we don't have a shortage, nobody thinks about it. Really? Do you think if, as long as you can go to the store and buy food, you are not going to be concerned? I think it's, but the thing that is sort of going unnoticed with some people is that we're losing our choices. And it's subtle, because if you tell people outwardly, you can't do this, you can't do that in terms of food, that's where there's a real rebellion. But if it's subtle and behind the scenes, where big government and big business get together and they sort of control what's going on, and you don't really notice it because you can still get most everything that you've been getting one way or another in stores, but it's changing. Believe me, it is changing. And it's not for the better. That's why I want to support the American family farmer, to keep that way of life and that way of producing food alive in America. And that's really what this program is all about. In a moment, we're going to have another example of somebody who is successful doing farming their way. Lauren Palmer is going to join us from Bloomsbury Farm in Tennessee here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
One of the things that I like to underscore here on the American Family Farmer, when we talk about growing food and having food that is the best and encouraging people to do the best, I have also a way of passing along information that helps all of us no matter what our stripes. And eating good food sometimes is not always possible, even if you live on the farm. That's where Texas Superfood Complete Organic comes in. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. They've also added some powerful enzymes and probiotics and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule. Texas Superfood Complete, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are there in this capsule, in the powdered form. This is so superb. This is so fabulous. This is so good for you. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You can get it by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Look around there. There are some fabulous things, actually, that they've created over the last 20 or 30 years. If you want to have all natural nutrition in your life and you're having a hard time getting it, this is the first really good step in that direction. Texas Superfood Complete Organic, along with their probiotics, is the best way to nutritionalize your day as you begin every day. To order, go to texassuperfood.com/Doug. See their full line of quality nutritional products and get started with the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Take four of these little capsules every day or a scoop of the powder, and you'll be amazed at how much good it does for your body, your health, your well-being. All of that available at texassuperfood.com/Doug. Moving into the corner of our program every week where we talk to somebody who's been successful in a particular aspect of farming, pass along the success, giving you ideas as to what you might be able to do on your farm. Joining us now is Lauren Palmer, who's the owner and main farmer at Bloomsbury Farm, which is down near Smyrna, Tennessee, which isn't far from Nashville. Right, Lauren?
Yeah, that's right. We're about half an hour from town. So, yeah, right. Super close.
Are you a native from that area, or did you come from another part of the world?
Yeah, I am. Mom and Dad both went to college here. I was lucky enough to kind of do the same and have come back to the farm and been in business for almost 10 years now. So, yeah.
So you work with your folks. Your folks started the farm, or they took it over, and now you're doing the same. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. So Mom and Dad were 20 years when we were in elementary school, and then they kept adding to it. Dad comes from a dairy farm and was a landscaper for many years during, like, school age. But he has since retired. Mom's in the healthcare business. So the ag and growing stuff was definitely something that kind of Dad and I started putting some seeds in the ground and seeing a need for local farms and, like, local food and the relationship between all that. So, yeah.
Did you say that you started or your dad started as a dairy farmer?
Yeah, Dad grew up on a dairy farm and then was a landscaper at a hospital for many, many years. So he didn't ever want to go back to cows. He's more of the you know, vegetation and the growing of the plants as opposed to animals. So, yeah, this is more suited to him currently. But it is definitely my business, and Dad's retired and lucky enough to, you know, live and grow here, and then Mom and Dad are on the property too. So, yeah, it's great.
So your father, as I understand it, as a dairy farmer, was forced out by the Army Corps of Engineers. Was that back in the Tennessee Valley days, or was that after?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did that affect other farmers, your dad and other farmers in that area? The government just comes in and says, okay, we're going to change things here, and we're buying your land, and you have to get out.
Yeah, that was a wild time, I think, and I think they were kind of devastated, and the family, you know, was left with not a lot of a piece of land, and that community actually, like, that is no longer there.
Yeah, it's
and
gone.
I guess the nearest town took a little partial over of the rest of the community, so.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Lauren. We'll continue with your story as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Mm. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Lauren Palmer, who is from Bloomsbury Farm. You go to bloomsburyfarms.com, you will have an education and a half as to how she does it. I got a bachelor's in social work, a master's in management, and has found people. This is the key, isn't it? Not only your knowledge, Lauren, but the key is finding people that either you can teach or who get it. And I say who get it because a lot of people can't find people who get it. That's my problem. I had to stop milking cows. I'm in a suburban Boston situation, used to milk a couple of hundred Jerseys, sell raw milk, cheeses, and ice cream and stuff on the farm, but I just couldn't find people who were devoted and understood this was a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day operation. So now it's language.
Right.
Not language. I mean, I'm doing other things with it. And it kind of looks to me like you're doing a lot of other things besides just growing. Do you have animals, or is it just all vegetables and that sort of thing, fruits, vegetables?
Yeah, I definitely like to tell people that it's very multifaceted, like what you kind of came from. You're selling kind of any which way. You can come to the farm and pick up vegetables. You can meet me in town when I'm doing a CSA drop. I'm at a farmer's market. I sell wholesale. Like, yes, I'm going to the people and finding people who, like, are craving that. And Nashville just so happens to be a community that wants to know where their food is coming from and that relationship part. So
That's what we call. I refer to them as the locavores. They want to go to the farm. They want to see the operation, and there are more and more of these people. We were talking earlier in another radio incarnation that I do, a daily program called the DJV Show, with the ladies who are on the air with me about the difference between the urban and suburban farms and where there aren't really. I mean, the difference was around politics and urban voters and suburban voters and the difference between urban and rural and how there's a real divide, it would seem. And part of it is understanding where food comes from. I don't know whether I think I'm winning the battle here or losing the battle, because I still come across people who don't really get the fact that we all need to know, appreciate, and support where the food comes from.
Yeah, I'm happy to fight that fight at the market. And, I mean, I'm educating you. This is what, you know, a real tomato tastes like. This is what it really looks like. And I'm happy to educate. So I know that there is that fight. So.
Well, but you come from an area where farmers are more appreciated. There's more knowledge. Or am I? Is it just because you're in Tennessee? Should I assume that or not assume that?
Yeah, there's lots of small farms that couple run, and I feel like there's movement every year, and I love to see that, and we all like really support each other and growing different things. So yeah, no, we have a great community of that. So
are you able to grow vegetables year-round? Do you keep this thing open year-round? Do you have produce that you can sell year-round?
We do. We have six hoop houses, which are the, like, you know, the long plastic tunnels. So we do supply Nashville twice a week, every week of the year. We will have the farm stand open for another 6 weeks, like right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, I think. But, yeah, and then we shut down for, like, 90 days, and we'll open back up, you know, March, April. So
how did you you're self-taught, it sounds like, a little bit to me. How about the money that it's taken to grow this? I mean, you have all kinds of things going on, special events going on there that are open to the public. You do weddings. They're all kind of, I mean, I'm doing that in a way with my farm. I'm trying to grow it. I have a new events coordinator because the venue is fabulous for that sort of thing. But have you run into any problems in getting this stuff all financed?
Financed? So, yes, I'm lucky enough to have people come to me to want to pay to do things on the farm. So that helps.
But to make it work in terms of creating the venue to begin with, let's pursue this a little bit more because people are frustrated. They're trying to work through this on their farms, how to do it. So I want to pierce that with you in a few moments. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting a short time ago about the midterm election results, saying that so many people have congratulated him on the big victories last night. Republicans appearing to increase their majority in the U.S. Senate, though Democrats did regain control of the U.S. House. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the way things went, the president may end up working with Democrats more closely closely.
First of all, this is a resounding victory for the president. He's gaining seats in the Senate, and he lost some seats in the House, but it was not a blue wave.
As for governor's races, it was kind of a toss-up. Republicans getting high-profile wins in Florida, and it looks now like Georgia may go their way as well, but Democrats gained gubernatorial seats in Kansas and Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Lauren Palmer is here. She's the owner and the chief farmer at Bloomsbury Farm in Tennessee near Smyrna. It's not far from Nashville. I'm learning from her, as I always do, and hopefully you do as well when you're focused in on what it is that we're talking about here. There are always different important stories to tell. By the way, the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is archived. As a matter of fact, the one that's there right now has some focus on the FDA's recommendations for the labeling of meat. That's in the discussion. I also talked to Michael Olson, who is a consultant author of the book Metro Farm, The Guide to Growing for Profit, Farming Near the City as a subtext. Michael has been consulting for agricultural products for a long time, both large ones and small ones, not only in our country but around the world. And this book that he has provides instruction on how to charge the prices for your produce and livestock that you need to. So you can find that out. Follow us on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That brings me around to asking that question of Lauren Palmer of Bloomsbury Farm. How do you price things? How do you know you're getting what you ought to get? Obviously, you're making enough money so you continue to do what you're doing, but how do you charge? What's the stuff, produce, livestock? How do you know you're getting enough money for the stuff you're producing and selling?
It's a tricky game because we grow over 100 different varieties of fruits and vegetables, and all of them take, you know, different amount of time to process. So, yeah. And then we have, I feel like, another whole business of our wheat, grass, herbs, and sprouts, and that's kind of what keeps the lights on year-round. Even the vegetables are year-round. But and then we use our sprout, you know, workers to go in the field occasionally. So to divide that labor up and to figure out how much the strawberry does cost is kind of tricky. So, it's a weird game. You kind of have to see what other people are doing and, you know what you're kind of worth and what it's going to take. So, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I sort of touched on funding and how you get money, borrow money. I think the average farmer today is having a hard time, especially if he's in dairy, but the weather has affected and just general conditions, a bad government policy, you name it, has created a fear among bankers, traditional bankers, of loaning to anybody in agriculture. There are certain government programs, but I wondered how you addressed if you need capital equipment, tractors, buildings, whatever. How, as an independent farmer, how do you do that?
So we apply for lots of grants in the area. All of our hoop houses have been government, or you know, there's grants that help us with that. And because we're certified organic, we get a more percentage of our money back. So we put up the front cost, and then we get it back. So after we've completed the project. But I think another key to all of that is making our, like, up front, we went ahead and made our packing facility, like, a nice facility so we could flip it and use it as, like, an event space, or we could do a workshop in there, or we could, we're multi-using all of our buildings. And so I think that kind of helps with that in mind to, you know, I'm going to use this space for more than just, like, packing, you know, tomatoes. I'm going to use it for a classroom or whatever. So
has this stuff come to you naturally, your father, people that work with you on the farm, your husband, whoever? How do all of these ideas get vetted?
Yeah, I mean, Mom is an entrepreneur. My sister has her a clothing shop in Nashville. If it wasn't for, you know, supportive dad and the mom who's like, you can be president of the United States, like, I wouldn't be here. I have such a support team and the community. So I really couldn't do it without people, like, cheering me on. So I'm very, very lucky to live and work with family surrounding me and support, like, all right here. So, I think that like, go get them, like, attitude, like, go knock on the doors, go, you know, this tomato is the best tomato around, you know, like, try it. That kind of attitude, like, Mom definitely instilled some of that for sure.
So you don't feel like you're alone. I think sometimes people feel like they're alone.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. The chefs consult me on the menus, and people are calling all the time. And, I definitely don't feel alone. And many, many friends and, you know, support team, you know, no matter what. So there's been a divorce, and I've had a baby and all of that. So I feel stronger than ever now going through some of that with all the team behind me. So,
make it tough, man. It'll make it,
all
of this stuff will make it tough and make you better. So I want to focus on seeds and what you grow for a moment, if we may. Again, we're talking to Lauren Palmer, who runs Bloomsbury Farms. BloomsburyFarms.com is the web address. One of the controversies around where I am is getting seeds that we want and we feel are going to satisfy the needs of what we want to grow and what our customers, what the locavores want. And more and more, it's difficult to find sources that are not connected to Monsanto that'll give you what you want. How much seed do you keep and replant every year, and how much do you go out and find new? And if you do find new, where do you find it?
Yeah, I would love to tap into some of the seed saving stuff. We do that with, you know, a few, like, kind of some of the spicy peppers or some these, like, sunny gourds that we've grown. But we don't really seed save as much as I think we could. We use sources like Johnny's and Baker Creek, and also going to some of these conferences, like, around town. Like, there's a bunch of little seed companies that have popped up that we've, you know, become friends with. So, yeah, you have to kind of like seek it out. They're not going to find you. And going to, you know, conferences and things, it kind of opens your eyes up to, you know, other options.
One of the things, you have 400 acres there. Is it all open?
Oh, gosh, no. We're in a kind of a valley, is kind of what I say. You kind of come onto Del Carlos and you're kind of surrounded by hills. And a majority of the farm is not farmable. It's hilly. It's wooded. So we're only farming about 15 acres at a time with, you know, 15 on and 15 off. So, and it's, you know, in a one-acre patch. And then you go, you know, have to take a four-wheeler down to the next little hoop house. And it's, you know, 5 acres. So it's kind
of... Is there a lot of demand in your area for land that is other farmers, or can you find other land to use that doesn't necessarily belong to you?
We're lucky enough to use the neighbor across from us, probably like has adjacent sort of property, and there's a little 5 acres in the front of his place that he has kind of a handshake deal let us use. He gets all the vegetables he wants, and he gets to see his land being used productively. But so I think in this particular area, it's not super farmable. We just happen to kind of farm on little stretches that we see that as appropriate. A lot of people are going like North Nashville, like the new little farms that are popping up are more north, and I'm south of town.
Yep. So you're using this place for weddings and special events, that sort of thing. The buildings, you said, I think a few minutes ago, sort of multi-purpose. You've designed them that way. How is the CSA thing going? We have here in my neck of the woods, I've got a couple of farms right around me that did CSA for a long time, but it seems to be waning, you know, waxing and waning. It seems to be waning.
Yeah.
How is your CSA program?
I'm so lucky we've sold out of both seasons. The summer has just ended, and we're on week two of our 8-week winter program. And we've had record sales this entire year. And I don't do any, like, advertising, per se, other than social media. I don't use any of the newspapers or anything. And just so lucky to be, like, on everyone's, like, oh, well, CSA, duh, you think Lauren at Bloomsbury.
Yeah.
So it's just like foot traffic and people talking and getting some awesome vegetables in people's hands, and then they spread the word. So
do you have any partner? I'm taking from our conversation, you're not raising any poultry or beef there. Am I correct to assume that?
We do. We have like 50 laying hens, and occasionally if you come to the farm, you get the eggs. But we don't. I would love to incorporate like the full diet CSA, I guess what they're calling it.
Yeah.
And, like, have a bread option, have a meat option, have a, you know, a dairy option. But that's probably a little bit down the road. We're just trying to make it in the veggie land currently. So, but the fun part is I get to partner with the guy who's making pasta, and he's got our kale in it, and I tell people to go get, you know, so it's pasta.
Yeah.
So it's super fun.
Becomes a community farm. All right. A few final words from Lauren Palmer in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer. If you want to leave a great lasting impression on people, no matter what your life position is, who you are, where you are, we all pretty much can agree that a smile will give you a warm welcome wherever you go. Look at somebody and smile at them. You got a great smile. You're going to attract that energy. And if you don't, there's a way of getting it. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a product, most advanced teeth whitening system anywhere, as a matter of fact. And you use it, 5 minutes later, your teeth will show that you have been smart enough to buy Power Swabs and use them. They contain a patented tooth detergent whitening agent created by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. about 20 years ago. He used it on his own patients, charged them a lot of money. Then he figured, okay, well, I'll make this available to other dentists. They did it, and they charged you a lot of money. Now you can get it on your own and don't have to pay a lot of money for getting your teeth whitened. You try it once, and in 5 minutes, the teeth two, three shades whiter. Try it 5 or 6 days later. Same thing happens. Just keep repeating it, and then your teeth will become as white as they normally were when you were a youngster, whether you're drinking a lot of coffee or tea, wine, that sort of thing. Hopefully you're not smoking, but if you are, that affects your teeth as well. So you call this number, 800-208-1797, and you order the power swabs that way. Only place you can get the deal using the DJV code, 50% off the retail price. So clean your teeth, whiten them up, have them look beautiful at half the price, 800-208-1797. You won't find the offer online anywhere. It's only available here at this number. Power swabs, 50% off. Whiten those teeth in a painless, positive way. Dial 800-208-1797.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Let's spend a few more minutes with Lauren Palmer. Making a hero out of her is an easy job. She's done a great job at Bloomsbury Farm, and you have done it sort of building a family and a life around it, and you're not that old. A lot of times people think, wow, look at these people that takes X number of years to create all of this stuff. One of the things that intrigues me is that you're using some of the buildings for Airbnb. I always kind of wanted to do that on my farm, have people come and pay you to learn how to farm or to work on the farm.
Right, yes. Yep. It's really cool to have people wake up and kind of come down and see what we do and how we do it. Yeah, that's been lots of fun.
Do you have regular tours so that people come in? Do you have regular picking hours? Do you make it a schedule so that people can come on Wednesdays, let's say, and pick lettuce in season, that sort of thing? Is it that well organized?
Yeah, we started doing the Fridays a couple of seasons ago, so Friday afternoons after like all harvest has been done and kind of while it's being done so people can see it. We open up the farm. We have a local beer sponsor. We have the fire going now. Occasionally have like food going, and then of course it's like very family friendly. Walk around the hoop houses, and our packing shed are right there. So we kind of just open up and walk around, see what, you know. If you have questions, I'm always there, and I'm happy to kind of walk through with people. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's nice, as you point out, to be able to get out of bed, have your breakfast, and be right there at work from the personal point of view.
I can't imagine anything better. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope your daughter grows up to love the farm as you do and to carry it on. You have done a nice job with your mother and father's legacy. This is, again, a good website. Those of you who are dreaming about what you can do, you're looking for an imaginative, creative way, another resource is go to BloomsburyFarms.com. That's Bloomsbury, BloomsburyBloomsbury Farms.com. Pleasure to talk with you, Lauren. Continued success. Thanks for being here on The American Family Farmer.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Diesel tank is all warmed up, ready to go. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. There are three portions to this program as we get together every week. My reviewing some of the news of the week and how it's affected you as a farmer. The election, a lot of farmers still stuck with Trump and the people that he supported. I know it's the choices are so bad now, it's very difficult for me to frankly get excited about any of these people, because they just don't get what's going on the farm. They don't. They just don't get it. Farmers, you know, I understand choosing Trump in the midterms. I understand choosing him 2 years ago. Maybe he'll choose him again. I do not think that they have done right by the American family farmer by any stretch of the imagination, but they're better than the alternative, and that's really saying something horrible. People in the disconnect from our farms in this country is a very dangerous situation. I'm going to give you another example of how that has presented itself right after this.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. 800-917-1316. That's 800-917-1316.
All right, so here's the government getting involved in everybody's face again. There are new requirements of livestock haulers, people who are hauling not only livestock but other produce, fish even being brought to market, bees being transported. The industry is being attacked by the Department of Transportation. So there has been a petition floated to the DOT from farmers for an exemption from certain requirements for haulers of livestock and produce, so that the implementation, the fatigue management practices, I understand why we have to be careful about this sort of thing. Current rules limit drive time to 11 hours, on-duty hours to 14. The organization is requesting that livestock haulers be given 15 hours and 16-hour on-duty periods, and then a 10-hour rest period, and then you go out and get to work again. I don't think that's unreasonable, frankly. I think the government involved in our lives is becoming ridiculously unreasonable in every facet of it. There's just too damn much government. And so it's reflected in a lot of the things. I keep talking, folks keep wanting me to zero in. When you contact me, send me a note if you want, Doug@DougStefan.com, or on Twitter @DougStefan. I started this program 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't really spend much time talking about my end of it, which is dairy. Now, I have gotten a lot of support. My friends, the National Farmers Union, keep telling me, why don't you talk more about dairy? It's better. I think I may be preaching to the choir. At least I thought I was to a point, talking to farmers about what they know is a problem. One of the problems is, as we look at, I'm taking New York State here as an example. In the past 10 years, 1,600 dairy farms have gone out of business in New York State alone. And farmers will tell you, when they go, they take, you know, the grazing land, the hay land, land is best suited for that practice and helpful for wildlife species. It's just, they're dying because of bad policy. And another thing is kind of focus here. The word milk being associated with stuff that isn't from a mammary gland. I said that on a television program a year or so ago, and now I see other people using the same phrase. If a mammal doesn't produce it, it isn't milk, and it isn't. And yet you've got all these plant-based beverages, these juices made from soy and rice and nuts and oats that are calling themselves milk. They are not milk. And whether they're good for you or they're not milk. They should be called something else. There's a milk glut. Price now is about $16.50 a hundred rate for something that will cost you $22 to $24. That's 11.5 gallons of milk and a hundred weight. $16. What does that come down to? Like $1.25 a gallon. And look at what they sell it for in the stores. 3-4 times that. Disgusting. We got to keep making our voices heard, folks. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.